can we right away talk about, we haven't talked about,
we got to get into this right away.
We got to talk about Tony Albino's. The steakhouse.
Well, we made a business plan. We brought it to the bank. You know, we had the pictures of all the waiters who are albinos. Right. You know, having a hard time getting this business loan.
Depending on which Tony Albinos you go to, sometimes the waiters will have cards, like certificates, and they're minted from the Franklin Mint, and they will say, you are a certified albino. I've had my blood tested.
Well, the thing about opening a Tony Albino's is
through blood. Just
you need to find an albino to be right. Like the front man, and he has to legally change his name to Tony. It's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, they and go then, with this, you know, the manager comes with you. He brings anything. They're so proud of you, Tony.
He's the figurehead, right. You know. It's like he's at the front of the house, like kind of greeting everyone. Like, oh, that's Tony Albino. You know, everyone whispers. Yeah. Like, oh,
he's kind of like the
Tony
father.
Tony Albino shook my hand.
He's like the father. Yeah. He's like the father of everybody. Like, you're basically his son.
Yeah, if you're a waiter and you make a mistake, he chastises you.
Albinism is not a race. That's what it says.
That's your bumper sticker.
It says it on the menu in the bottom. Albinism is not a race. And it's just got a picture of him on the front, but then all the other, like, albino, all the other Tonys.
Yeah. Yeah, all the Tonys. But I think it's good, you know, it's sort of like, you know, Hooters have been closing across the nation. This is sort of like the you know, like we said, I think I told my wife about this. I was like, oh yeah, it's like Tony Albino's, it's like Hooters. Yeah. And she was like, no, it's not. She got mad at me for trying to equate albinism with being
right,
a big breasted
woman.
Albinism
is so much more. There's so much more.
I don't get it.
Tony.
That's what I was saying. I was like, it's the next step up. Yeah. It's like it's like way more, but you know, I got in
way
trouble.
More.
But
yeah,
whatever,
exactly.
You know,
she doesn't maybe appreciate.
Yeah, culture needs to kind of catch up to us, I think. So, you know, we're kind of ahead of the curve, right. And then people will look back and go, oh, well, Tony Albino, that was kind of like this sea wave, you know, like right. the shift
culture, you know, yeah. And everyone's like, well, I want to be albino. And then everyone started to take drugs to become an albino. And then corporations, pharmaceutical companies are trying to find the best ways, and everyone's competing like, this. You, we have now can make you 96% albino.
I'm telling you right now, buy testing. Pfizer stock, because they are on the cusp of breaking
testing.
The code.
Like Pfizer has tested true. We can make you albino almost 100%. No computer can tell the difference.
Yeah, you can be scanned by a computer, and you will be it will certify you as albino.
Tony Albinos
so
is a thing of the past, but it started a revolution. It
started, the next wave.
Join Pfizer.
First albino president.
Right. First albino. I want to, you know, okay, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I want an albino president.
Yeah, me too. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Oh, say, can you see? You know what I mean? I'll stand up and salute the flag.
Yeah.
Oh, what he would have.
Well, I was just going to say, I started going to, you know, ball games, basketball games. They do the national anthem. I'm always so awkward feeling, because you have to stand up and you're supposed to take your hat off. And I'm like, sometimes I don't and sometimes I do. I'm like, I don't have my
I'll tell you why you need to take your hat off and stand up. Is because you could sit behind or in front of
like a freak.
And then you'll have to have more interaction, and either, you know, well, definitely negative, but maybe violent.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look like, I'll scan the crowd and be like, what are other people doing? And it's like, you know, 80% take their hat off, but it's thousands of people. That's like a lot of people that aren't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I could probably get away with it. You know,
reminds me of the time that I went to Lollapalooza, and we were watching at the very end. I can't remember what band. It was like a terrible band, a Smashing Pumpkins or Red Hot Chili Pepper or something.
Filter.
And we were just sitting, and everyone was up like, wow, yeah. And then this dude
jumped
to my
around.
Friend. He's like, stand up. You need to stand up. Like, it was like the national anthem.
I need you to have fun.
And my friend Mike turned around, rest in peace. He looked at him and he goes, oh, like, I can't remember what he said, but basically like, I'll put you in the ground, you know. And then my friend Mike, he was not a huge guy, but he was not, I watched him. He beat up old men. He put two old men in the hospital. That kind of guy, when we were like 16.
I'll beat up an old man.
You know, because there's a problem in my town. There's roaming, these old men were roaming the streets.
I would protect you from an old man.
You would what?
I would protect you from an old man. If I saw an old man coming at you, giving you trouble, I would not hesitate to take him down.
Well, there was a virus that was going through the town.
It's infecting them.
Actually, there's a book called The Girl Who Owns a City that I read, and it's a book. You can buy it, and it's about an apocalypse that happens that kills everybody over the age of 13, and it takes place in my hometown. It's just about kids, like, you know, like, yeah, just this sort of post-apocalyptic story about kids finding their way and trying to figure out society, making a new society in my hometown. And they like take over my high school. That's some of them anyway. I don't remember the book. Mm-hmm.
What's the book called? You don't remember?
The Girl Who Owned a City.
The Girl Who Owned a City.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Book club. Heavy Breather book club.
Read that book. I dare you. It looks really short. It's probably terrible.
Okay. the worser the book, the better for us.
I judge them by, like, I look to see how thin they are.
Yep. How big is the type? How you know, how much letter or line spacing between the lines?
One of the questions they ask you and Tony Albino's the process is, can you read?
Wait, as a patron of the restaurant, or as like an albino waiter?
To be an albino
at the restaurant, to be one of the albinos.
How much of an albino are you? This is wrong. I know we could get in trouble somehow.
Asking if an albino can read, that is racist. I don't care if we're about to get an angry email.
Because I'm sure it's not fun. There's things that aren't fun. You can't go to Hawaii. They if you fly to Hawaii as an albino, they have a scanner and it scans you and it tells you you are an albino. They send you back. They send you to Connecticut. That's where they go.
If we were still on X-ray, this is something we could get some hate mail for.
That's true. This is on iTunes.
Oh, well, yeah, it's
Steve Jobs.
Our days of enraging.
They would never tell us at the end. They would never. I know. I was like, I remember we would do a show and I'd be like, oh, there's no way somebody's not complaining about this.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. They were like trying to, they would shield us from it, but it was, they were actually.
Because they knew we would empower us and we would engage with them.
We would make it worse if we knew. So
we would engage with them. I would be like,
double down,
you know, showing up to their work and stuff, and
yeah,
you know, I would get a job at their, I would go and get a job there and become their boss.
Yeah, I'd marry their mother,
right?
Be their daddy.
We'd be consensual and you'd be happy.
Yeah, I would fall in love. It would be a great relationship.
Your relationship would flower.
I would love that. I would love them as a son, you know, like I would encourage them. I would, take them to buy art classes for them and stuff, and encourage their creativity. You know, they'd be so happy.
Perfect husband, perfect grandpa,
perfect husband and father.
Wow. This is a really beautiful story, Marius.
Yep. I would be so good as a father figure to these guys. Right. Take them to baseball practice.
What if you could do that? If you could be the perfect father, you know, or just unbe, just to never have been, just
those are your
vacuum
options.
You could take a vacuum to the earth as it never were.
That's a compelling option to consider.
Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't remember.
Tony Albino's can the albino read? You know, back in the day that you'd go to the circus and they'd be like the reading albino, and people would be excited about that. But
they would
thankfully
have, they
those
would have
days
just
are gone.
All albino circuses. It was just just the albino circus. Ben, just bring me to the albino circus. It's like kind of like, do you like all like, it's like, oh, I like Skittles, but I like the cherry ones.
Right, so exactly.
Why not just go and get all cherry ones?
Yeah, look, I respect albinoism. I don't think it's...
I do too.
You know, you're just... It's just another you know, just another color in the beautiful spectrum of humanity.
You know, you could have a huge wing and you're wandering around and you're like, am I still in the albino park? And then you look at a sign and said you are, and you were just, again, you were the perfect scale of the insides of Tony Albino. Mm-hmm. You're walking around through his like pancreas or liver.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is
watching his liver process waste.
Like a water, you know? Like a beautiful waterfall.
Yeah. Is that what it's like in there in your liver? It's like a waterfall. I think so. Just filtering. I just know that
the bile ducts, it's like a night. It's scary. The bile stuff is really terrifying, apparently.
Yeah. Those ducts are, you know, I mean, what is it? You know, I guess a duct is like, you know, it's like a valve.
Say secrete. Now, I would say it's a little more than secrete. You can't really use the word secrete.
Secrete implies a dribble.
There's something erotic about the bile ducts, the way that they it's pulsate, and I can feel like I take the rhythm.
Yeah. It's it's more liquid than a secretion. Right. Two steps up.
Hold on, I'm referencing right now. I'm on YouTube. I'm referencing the surgery channel. there was somebody that said that they had also seen the surgery channel
Well, I mean, you know, there's got to be other people like where we grew up. Like I grew up in the east side of Seattle, and I think it was like a college.
It was the public access. So yeah, maybe it was college or whatever. But we would see it. Yeah. I remember. I'm gonna ask Tom and Gutty about it because I've seen it with them, and we knew about it. Is it too late? It's 9 o'clock at night. Do you think I could?
If you just go over to their house,
good. Like 3
throw rocks at the window. Do you remember Surgery Channel?
Oh man, that's like that kind of stuff. And you're like, oh man, my friend's having a nervous breakdown.
You know, I'm trying to support him as best I can.
You're doing great, buddy. Please, we're really worried about you. Your mother's really
care about you.
Yeah, I care about you. We're really worried, man. But I can't take care of you, bro.
Sometimes you need to have a nervous breakdown in order to get your
I had to call a grown man's parents. I had to call. Yeah. I was lucky. I knew this guy's ex-girlfriend and had her number because I knew her from work. Called her and was like, hey, can I get so-and-so's parents' number? And I got the number. I had to call them and they were hilarious. They were like, very beautiful, nice people, but they were like, I kind of explain it. They're like, if you just get a call and say your son is having a nervous break, a break from reality, he's having a break from reality.
Yeah.
They like couldn't process it. And to the point where after about 10 minutes, I was like, I said to them, you don't understand. You have to get on a plane and come here and take care of your son. I said it. I was like, he's had a break from reality.
Something.
And then I was like,
needs to happen.
Explain the conversation that we were having.
Yeah.
And then it was like, and then it turned solemn and I was like, oh, okay. You know, we got to come out here.
They didn't get it at first.
Everything was fine. Everything worked out. Cause this guy now he's in a circus. They put to, it's like it's only a circus for people who have mental health issues. It's a new circus in Portland. It's like right-wing backlash circus.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Cirque du Soleil kind of offshoot.
No, he's doing great. Though. Because he's lucky. I was able to know he had been passed around that day through people.
Yeah, no, he's lucky.
Like somebody was like, then he ended up at my house, you know. And everyone else didn't know what to do with them, you know. And it was just like, and I was just trying to piece together his train of thought. And at first messed me up. It was confusing, you know. I was like, and then I was like, oh my God, you're having a break from reality. Like you think this thing is going to happen. You think these people are going to get you for real. And I was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And then I was like, just sit here. And I had given him, because I thought he was like having a panic attack. So I had given him some wine, like a dummy. But really what happened was he had been doing rave drugs. You know, what do they do?
Like pot. Not sleeping? Yeah, or
pot. What do they do? He wasn't sleeping. And it was just like, you know, really, he was really psycho. he's great. He's doing real good, better than me. He's doing better than me now. I'll tell you that.
Yep, goes to show.
He's figured out how to exist without a human body on a different plane.
He's elevated himself.
He figured out how to summon aliens to relieve him of his body, his shell, and he can.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Right.
Got to figure that out. Get those aliens down here, Richard, like that. The lady that took the was the who? Richard
Dreyfuss. You got to do a Richard yes, Dreyfuss exactly. at the end of.
I was thinking of the lady that took the colloidal silver or whatever that yes. documentary.
No, you're right. You should definitely, and I think that's the moral and the whole point.
That's kind of the
is you need to take colloidal silver.
Yeah.
And here's the thing: if you go
like wheeled around
on our website, and we can refer you to a couple.
We do
places.
Sell
20% off. Use the offer code Heavy Breather.
Do you think you can buy colloidal silver wholesale,
oh, yeah,
and then
we
could
yes.
we could re. We could brand it, just put a bottle, you know, heavy right. breather, you know, certified pure colloidal silver.
Right. And then it would just have a picture of that woman's feet sticking out of the corpse feet
her,
sticking out
her corpse.
Her dead feet.
Horrible.
I was like, oh, God, I was like, why are they showing?
Scarring.
It ruined me.
Yeah. Not good. Did not feel good yeah. after watching that. What was it called? Mother God,
hurt.
Whatever.
My yeah. tummy hurt. I thought maybe I would do you know, they should, I would do a home endoscopy or.
Yeah. I like that all her weird acolytes are just doing the same exact thing. They're still just like on the internet.
Right.
They're like, yep, we figured it out how to make a living. Yep. Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a living. What else are you going
to
do?
That's like what we did
move
with
to
Heavy
Colorado.
Brother. It's like, oh, yeah, we're doing a radio show. How do we? I can't stop
yeah.
now.
We just didn't figure out the supplement yeah, selling angle.
We could just stop.
We could. We could start selling supplements.
Yeah, that guy. The one thing about that show is like the dude, without giving too much away, the one guy. At first, I was like, oh, here comes this creepazoid. He's just sort of scamming the whole system of this maniac. But then it was like, no, yeah. he bought into it. He was like, yeah, I'm also the dad, the father guy, and I'm going to continue this. And it's like, damn. The human, really what the takeaway is, the human beings are strange and hideous and beautiful yeah. creatures.
Yeah, God bless all of us.
I would hope that the humans would evolve to, you know, to really find people who have large pores extremely attractive.
Yep, that's the dream. You got to like plant the seed, you know, you got to, you know, like start planting it in TV shows and
oh,
movies,
yeah, yeah.
magazines.
Or like
just
the
like,
first, you know, like the first big plus size model. It's like the first large yep. pore in the nose pores. They have extremely large pores.
Yeah. Like you just start seeing it. It becomes normalized and then it becomes, you know, like fetishized kind of becomes the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's striving for it. You're getting poorer and larger nurse.
It's costly. It's costly and painful.
Yeah. It hurts. It lowers your life expectancy. Right. But it's worth it.
By 20 years, it's worth it.
20 years. But it's all worthwhile because you're beautiful. So.
If you say it's just a large pored or large pore, because pored means past, right? So you'd be like, I will be the first large pore model. Or
porous. Or the large.
Large pored?
Yeah. Pored.
Right.
Yeah.
Model.
Big boned.
Yeah.
Boned. Large pored.
Boned, past tense. It's because your bones are in the past tense. Do you understand? And I say it real close to your face.
Your bones are in the past. We're in the future.
Your bones are in the past. What? Just like, huh? If I lose my mind, that's the kind of stuff I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm going to be the first large pored model.
Yep. there's got to be the first. You got to break through the skin ceiling.
You could have all kinds of skin types, but yeah, I would love it. I do. I my pores have been enlarging.
Yep. You've been figuring out the skincare routine because, you know, people are fixated like, oh, I want my pores to go away. I want smooth skin. But there's the other side of it. Right. You do the opposite of what they're doing in order to make your pores bigger.
I don't like the way you say the other side of it. You make it sound dark out there.
Yeah.
The other side is bright. That's not what I mean. There's a bright side to it.
Yeah, no, this is the, I mean, the, I mean, the small
but the
pores.
The reason why your pores are so large, it could kill you.
Well, yeah, like it does. Your liver starts to fail. Organ failure is part of it.
The dark side of large pores in America. The fascination is swept,
60 Minutes expose.
God. Just can't stop. I can't stop getting them. The thing about enlarged pores, though, is there's usually some sort of greasy stuff in there. There's also a whole Instagram and internet squeeze pimple pop type of thing. Like,
I don't like that stuff.
I don't like it either.
I don't get it.
I would watch it in reverse.
But that kind of thing. Yeah, like I like to watch it go in.
Just like a time lapse of all the bacteria stuff building inside of a pore. I could watch that.
Yep. You'll watch the waxy buildup develop,
and it stays. That's what I want to see. Cements itself.
It goes there and it sticks around.
You know it's not going to leave.
You go to sleep and you know it's still there. You don't even have to watch it anymore.
You can't sleep because you think you're worried. Maybe it will go.
Thinking about it. What if it's not there?
You just can't sleep anyway because life is so insane and awful. And you're constantly worried. You look at the news and it's just one horror after the other. I mean, I swear to God, there's stuff that's happening. Like, I was just like, these are the signs. I was like, I see fires in the distance, just like smoke coming up. And then and then traffic has gotten really bad. One day it's going to get so bad and you're going to see people leaving from their cars, you know? Oh, boy.
Yeah, just wandering out, just picking a point in the horizon and going.
The fires will become too great and there'll be no... You know, once you find a break, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're like, well, how do we find food now? What do we do?
Yep. What do we do? Squirrels. Hunt them squirrel. I'll just give up.
You know what the best, I will too. But the best way to figure out if there's next door just slowly starts getting...
the next door, the degradation of it into chaos.
It's pretty chaotic.
It's like somehow the servers are surviving. You're like powering your phone.
You're like, everything's lost. Next door is still going. It's like, go 20 miles to the west and you can find water. Everybody's moving in these hordes. Thing. Which horde are you in? Like section 13. God, that happened quick. Right? It would be hordes. It would be called hordes.
It would be hordes. You'd have your next door, instead of a neighborhood, it would be the horde that you're in. And then you'd see posts from the other hordes, but you wouldn't be able to comment on them. Yeah. But you could see them.
Angry horde that's from down the way or whatever, right? Because some hordes you might befriend.
Like maybe they're next sector and you have a friendly trade agreement with them or something.
Just reminds me of...
You've got rat pelts. Right.
But it reminds me of that movie Beastmaster. And there's the main bad guys, they were called the Jun Horde. And it's just stuck with me.
That is
Jun
good.
Jun Horde. Did you ever watch that movie?
The Jun
Horde. I would love that.
Yeah, but not in a really long time.
I watched it all the time. That was the movies that was on constantly. I liked that one. And I liked... Clash of the Titans. They were always on and they were like, fantasy. But Beastmaster later, I was like, oh, I want to read about how cool this movie on Wikipedia. And the first thing it's like, it was like won awards for how much animal cruelty they did.
Oh, yeah. Just the worst.
Like they brutalized these animals. And it's just like, oh, because there's a lot of animals. There's like ferrets and all kinds of stuff. And you're just like, oh, man. Like, really?
Yeah, they were not being ethical.
I feel like we should do a class action.
Yep. I thought you were going to say we could do do a remake. Of the movie.
We're extremely nice to the animals.
We're going to be so nice to the ferrets.
The Jun horn.
We'll kiss them.
But there was one of the scenes in the movie. I just remember it's like these like they're like witches and they're around this cauldron like but they have their eyes are like closed off, like there's no like eyes. The skin. He has like skin over the eyes.
Yeah,
but it's clearly like attractive women and it's sort of sexy and it was really confusing as like a 7-year old.
Am I attracted to women without eyes?
You have no eyes and that's how I know I associate sex now.
I need a woman to just have skin instead of eyes. We have to do like a multi-hour latex makeup process before we make love.
Beastmaster 2.
The Boeing Chronicles.
Yeah, the Boeing years. On that note, thank you.
Thanks. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
What is it? Man, that's dope game shit, man. Side enough. Bitch. Get the snake.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Jack.
Savelle. From Oakland, California. Oakland rock music. And it don't stop to the beat, baby.
Yeah.
I said riches. On my mind, I can't hold back, gotta post on the grind. Fuck a loud mouth bitch if she yap too much. If she ain't breaking off bread, we'll never fuck. I say my nigga talk rock, stay pimping the bitches. In the O, we roll scrapers, no 6-4 switches. All your punk rock hoes, stop and stare. Walk around town with weave in your hair. If I wanted, I could bump your bitch, but I wouldn't be caught dead, she can boss the dick. Oakland, California is the city of dope. Like green weed and hard white coke. Posted on your block like it's no tomorrow. Me and Jack, I kick the stick. Rob mean, crack the bottle. Dope fiend baiting. These hoes be trick or treating. Telling me to take it out, but I be down here throw skeeting.
Cause I'm so sick.
Yeah.
I'm so down. I be giving all of you bitches the fucking run around. I be rapping my town.
Oakland.
City of liars. Where everybody be rolling on 20-inch tires.
I'm from the big Oak town. Home of the riders. Industry spiders. Purple keeping me higher. We go stupid. Hyphy all on the bitch. Nigga, my 15's hit with tremendous kick.
In the parking lot. Till the club is over. Till your girl drinks sperm like it's a soda. All she need to know is that I miss your biz. I got so many spots, I don't know what home is. I'm the JC, baby, known everywhere. At the Super Bowl, blowing purple up in the air. My niggas tell me, yeah, I hear you blowing up out there. Pushing fat coke, yeah, ho, I been a fucking player.
You can't bitch. Listen with your mouth, so shut bitch, up. Shut up. And your dick teasing bitches, I always get sucked. Cause I'm keep sneak, baby, way too cold. Make a bitch break wind just like assholes. 10 dukes, bitch, fall in the street. In a scraper making paper with tremendous beat. Nigga, I'm a pimp, four-way hoe. And there's so much money and it's all in the dough. You can break yourself, but you can't break me. Put your heels and say there's no nigga like keep sneak.
Bitch, bitch, bitch,
bitch. Slide in, keep the motherfucking sneak.
Cause I'm so sick,
yeah.
I'm so down. I be giving all of you bitches the fucking run around. I be rapping my town,
Oakland,
city of liars. Where everybody be rolling on 20-inch tires.
I'm from the big Oak town, home of the riders. Industry spiders, purple keeping me higher. We go stupid, hyphy all on the bitch. Nigga, my 15 hit with tremendous kick.
Now supersize this, I ride with the finest. And if you was getting behind us, you're smelling tires. My team will knock you out, make you pass out like a flyer. And have your bitch buy me things. She give me a tire, I'm tired. She pulling on my nuts like a plier. She be gashing me out and I really just don't like her. She was a long hair bitch, wearing extensions. And her hair ain't really but 2 inches. I didn't have to hook her hopping fences and freaking back the cheddar in an instant. Using the chicken like a piston in the engine. She got me riding, no 26 is bigger than midgets. And you might as well call me crack cause she keep fucking with it. She's the freak of the week, her eyes are blink, can't blink, can't even think. Listening to this dope fiend beat, I'ma have you awoke, not sleep. I'm Rameen and Jack Alia Kika, put you in the back of the seat. Cause I'm so sick,
yeah.
I'm so down. I be giving all of you bitches the fucking run around. I be rapping my town,
Oakland,
city of liars, where everybody be rolling on 20-inch tires.
I'm from the big Oak Town, home of the riders, industry spiders, purple keeping me higher. We go stupid, hyphy all on the bitch, nigga, my 15's hit with tremendous kick. Bitch,
slide in, nigga, motherfucking sneak. Yeah. My nigga Jacko, man. Dolphine B.
Yeah,
Dolphine B, nigga. TNT, what's up, boy?
Bitch.
All you junkies, just rock.
Yeah.
Got them fiending, man.